Happy Friday, everybody. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Another weekend is upon us.
I'm just kind of, at this point, not used to us being in studio on a Friday.
I know.
It feels like we're on the road so much lately with this show, especially on the Friday edition. Like, yep. Last week we were at the Eastern Michigan Fair. We did Sandusky Thumb Fest a couple weeks back. Yep. Next week we're going out to the Sanilac County 4-H and Youth Fair.
Yeah, that's where we need to be, is around the youths.
Yeah, polluting the children's minds with our whatever this is. That's going to be a fun time for really all parties involved. And then the week after that, we're live at Lapeer Days.
That's right.
Because, I mean, the Happy Hour World Headquarters just happens to be located right in the middle of where everything goes down at Lapeer Days. So how can we not take it to the streets and get out there and harass people and give away prizes and all the fun stuff that we do here every Friday?
And they did elongate the social district past our studio, so they want us to come out.
It's like they know, well, they figure, well, these guys are going to show up and wander out into the streets and drink anyway. We might as well make it so we don't have to waste our time in arresting them for it.
Yeah, that's right.
And really, to the city of Lapeer, we appreciate you guys for doing that. So, right off the shoot today, it seems like the whole Barbie thing has really just been what's taking over, like, pop culture in my news feed, like, literally this entire week.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's the people that are actually making it part of their, like, weddings and stuff and going to see the Barbie and Oppenheimer double feature, because what better way to follow up a bright, palleted movie about toys than by going and watching a film about the invention of the atomic bomb.
Why not?
Because, you know, these things make sense. But it's kind of really, it's really, it seems like, got people excited again about going to the movies, at least for now, which, great timing on that, Hollywood, because now you're not going to be getting any new movies or content for probably the next several months, or at least until the writers and actors strikes are settled, which means the only original content being put out there is going to be from bozos like me and this guy. Yeah. For the foreseeable future. You're welcome, America.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about this, because this has been going on longer than I thought. What the Screen Actors Guild wants is very reasonable. But the last time there was a big writer strike, you know what we got? A lot of reality shows. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians all started right around that same time. And I don't want to go through that again. I lived through the bad times. It was really taxing on all of us.
It really truly was, but here's the crazy thing. Even the reality stars aren't taking this sitting down. So, Bethany Frankel, I don't know if you know who that is. I don't know who
Sounds
she
familiar.
Is.
Sounds familiar.
She is on one of these, I believe she was on a Real Housewives show of some sort.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she has pushed for the idea of a union for reality TV stars. On her social media, she said, people in big business take advantage and pushes until someone has the courage to push back. She's hired some high-powered lawyers who have reportedly been feeling out other reality stars on the topic of organizing. And I, for one, am entirely in favor of this, because maybe if these people are actually getting compensated for the crap they're putting out, yeah, maybe we won't have to have so much of it subjected to us.
Yeah, just the good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who... they're providing entertainment for somebody. They should get paid, especially these high-priced studios and these channels, networks that are making money off of it. If they're making money off of you, you need to make money from it as well. I think that's very simple.
No, absolutely. I just like the idea of a reality star union, because maybe it'll result in fewer seasons of various Real Housewives and Bachelor-based shows.
I want to be at a reality show union meeting where it's just like flipping tables and then there's like the little confessional booth. I felt like the meeting really was went astray. We had to vote out somebody from the union office and we got rid of the president. And the president is like a Spencer guy from the Hills or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I assume like the union rep would be like Snooki from Jersey Shore or something.
Oh, yeah. Snooki is my union rep. I'm going to have to bring her in. She's my shop steward. We're going to, she knows the contract. She knows what she's doing.
Which is funny because I'm not sure she knows how to read. But I apologize to Snooki, I suppose.
Yeah, Snooki and all the German German Shore.
The German Shore.
Ich schnell. So, yeah, the Screen Actors. I mean, they're wanting to pay people. They want people to get paid. That makes sense. They're also really battling this AI thing, which that is really
as well. They should be because they're absolutely. Talking about. Not only are they talking about actually having AI either generating or punching up scripts or whatever,
yep.
They're also talking about the possibility of you go onto a set and are scanned, your body and everything scanned, you get a one-time payment of $200 and they can just use you as an extra forever now. Yep. They have the right to that likeness.
Yes.
And I don't like that at all.
Well, you have to sign away your likeness. So hopefully your people are reading their contracts. And
we all know nobody reads contracts, Adam.
Yeah. There's extras. You don't have to be part of the union to be part of an extra. My mom went out to Frankenmuth when they were filming one of those Hallmark Christmas movies and to try to be an extra.
Why am I not surprised they shot a Hallmark Christmas movie in Frankenmuth?
Bronner's, that whole thing. but yeah, and using AI to like dead celebrities and stuff like that. So there's some real things on the. It's not just like, oh, these rich millionaires just want to become billionaires.
There's a lot of real life ramifications that could come from this.
Oh yeah,
that honestly could destroy really the entertainment industry as we know it. And I know there's already some people up there like, good, let them be destroyed because they're not indulging my political beliefs nearly enough or whatever.
Yeah,
settle down. We're not talking about you.
Yeah. Well. Also think about, Tim Allen, who's on the right-hand side of the aisle. How would you like to have him in Santa Claus 4, where he's an AI and it only delivers toys to the LGBTQ community? How would you like that, huh?
I don't imagine you'd be a big fan of that, and in theory, Disney could be well within their rights to do it if they don't put some sort of safeguard in place to prevent this sort of thing from happening.
Exactly.
Just be careful what you wish for.
It's a double-edged sword.
It really, truly is. Just you might not like what you end up getting out of the deal. Plenty of stuff to get to today. It is happy hour. Stick around. It is happy hour. He's Adam Herahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And apparently it's movie day on it's Friday, so I mean I guess it kind of stands to reason.
I like movie day. I like movie day in school. You didn't have to learn. They just bring in a film projector or a VCR, and that was your day.
That was nap time is what that was.
Yeah, that's right.
So what it always was for me anyway.
Oh yeah.
But apparently, we have problems with both of the only currently relevant movies, and like I said, the last movies we're probably going to see for a while. Yep. With all the strikes going on with the writers and actors and everything else.
Yep.
Apparently, there's people who are none too pleased with either Barbie or Oppenheimer. And we'll do the Barbie one first, because there was a woman who was apparently upset at what she called an inappropriate... she said the movie was inappropriate, and she ended up taking her 10-year-old daughter out of the movie early because they felt they had no choice but to leave this movie because it was so offensive.
Well, I've heard about the movie, and I didn't see the movie myself, but I was able to look everything up. But this person should have done her job as a parent and looked up this movie. First of all, they have a rating system that has been going on for 60 years. There's a rating system. It said PG-13.
And it did.
That means they don't suggest it for anybody under the age of 13. A 10-year-old is under 13. You probably shouldn't have taken your daughter.
I'm guessing not. But it was rated PG-13, your 10-year-old kid. Yeah. I mean, yep. Math kind of suggests that... That's your own at your own discretion. I guess you should have looked it up a little bit before you went and dragged your kid to the movie. And you know as well as I do, she threw a total scene in there and is like, oh my God, I can't believe this filth. I can't believe they're letting kids watch this. And just got up and walked out because she just had to make a show. Oh,
absolutely.
It.
She probably, I can't wait to get on Facebook and leave a review of this. But yeah, it was PG. I mean... The only saving grace is that it's about Barbie, a toy that's been around for 60 years. It is for kids, but still, it's still there that you have to... I mean, they made a TV show about a movie about the Brady Bunch. And Brady Bunch was supposed to be, for kids and people of all ages, and that show had some like explicit things. They take things that were for the kids and they give it a little bit of a twist for adulthood, and that's the joke.
Right. They did the same thing to, what was it, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? They brought and did like a kind of gritty reboot of that.
Yeah.
Like, no one should have been surprised in the slightest about any of this. I mean, they were talking about having Amy Schumer be Barbie. Like, she claims that she was offered the role at first in this. That in itself should tell you that clearly this is not going to be, like, a movie you can bring your 5, 6, 10-year-old kid to.
Yeah, right. I mean, first of all, Amy Schumer, she's been popping off. Apparently, she's not getting a whole lot of attention from her comedy. Apparently, she's running out of jokes about talking about her husband who's on the spectrum of... Poor her, but she has been just been popping off. Oh, this person has a career because of me. This person does this because of me. I was, you know, Barbie's a hit movie. Oh, I was attached to that movie at some point. Why don't you just do your job and stop trying to glom on everybody else's? But this movie, just like with any movie, and let this serve as a PSA for all the parents out there, if you want to know if a movie is appropriate, go to imdb.com. I do that all the time. They have a parent's guide that breaks it up to sexual situations, violence, language, frightening scenes, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on, even with spoilers, if that's so your thing. I mean, I looked at it. I haven't seen the movie. I have no intentions in seeing this damn movie, but I know there's all kinds of references to sexual situations. I won't go into it. A couple of things of violence. But I was able to do my due diligence and figure that out. Why couldn't this mother?
It took all 5 seconds for you to do that, and that would have saved this woman the time of going and driving to the movie theater, buying tickets, buying concessions, only to storm out of the theater all offended after 10 minutes.
Right, right, right.
Just, parents, do your jobs. The public service announcement brought to you by Happy Hour.
Yeah, do your job. And then the Oppenheimer thing, whoa.
Yeah, apparently they're offended.
They thought that was a laugh. I thought this was a Farrelly movie. I thought it was going to be like Step Brothers or something.
I thought this was going to be a laugh riot talking about atomic bombs. No, so apparently Warner Brothers has apologized after the Twitter account for its Barbie film sparked backlash over its embrace of memes that appeared to depict the character immersed in atomic blast imagery from Universal's film Oppenheimer. The post sparked controversy in Japan and strong public criticism of Warner Brothers from the Japanese branch of the studio. Social media has been awash with unofficial fan-made Barbenheimer memes since the two blockbuster films were released on the same day in much of the world late last month.
Yeah, they've really driven it to the ground. It's like, wow, we have two big movies open at the same time. You know when that used to happen?
Every weekend?
All the time.
Like, every weekend?
All the time.
There was a point in time. I know it's hard for some of our younger listeners to get this, and here, let me talk down to you guys. Make sure you listen to the end. But there was a time in which you had big name, big blockbuster movies happening every weekend. And here's the crazy part. They weren't all Marvel movies. I know that's crazy. I know it's that's nuts. It's hard to comprehend.
So like
this
DC? Was it DC movies?
Every movie wasn't dudes dressing up in tights with superpowers. There was a time there were other movies that existed in this world that also weren't like gritty reboots of already done movies or live action remakes of cartoons that literally nobody asked for.
Right.
There was a time that this was a regular thing.
Yep.
And apparently now that this trend has taken off so much that apparently the official account for the Barbie movie, I guess, retweeted some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's one post where there's a meme of a mushroom cloud superimposed on Margot Robbie's head. Another post depicting an actor from Oppenheimer carrying a Barbie on his shoulder against a burning backdrop. Critics say the post trivialized the nuclear attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The Barbenheimer hashtag is not part of an official WB marketing campaign, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
But they're rather upset, apparently, that the Barbie account even responded to these posts.
I mean, I could kind of... The mother taking the kid to a PG-13 movie, I have no sympathy for her. This one, I kind of do.
There are some comments in here somewhere, though. There was a... There were some people who were criticizing the film, saying, quote, "We never make official 9/11 or Nazi stories, but they can make a story about the atomic bomb." They didn't.
Have you seen... There's a lot of movies about World War II. I don't know. They made a comedy TV show called Hogan's Heroes. It was a laugh a minute show set in a concentration camp.
Like, yes, we've been making jokes have been being made about things for a long time.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I
mean, you can make the argument too soon if you want to, but where's that line then? Because apparently we've already started making jokes about such things and putting out pop culture about these things.
Yep.
Like, no one's exempt from this. There's probably going to be, I'm sure there's some 9/11 comedy out there that I don't know about. Like, I'm sure it exists. Like, there's, I don't know. Like, it seems like there's just a lot of people that are looking for something to be up in arms about. And don't put me on the side of the people who are railing against quote unquote cancel culture, because I'm not sure I necessarily believe that that's a thing.
Well,
but I mean, some people really just don't know how to read the room.
A film about the invention of the atomic bomb is an interesting story, and it should be told.
Yes, absolutely,
but
it should.
But I mean, the promotion with trying to like have a ha ha moment with Barbie, I think was a little. They didn't read the room. I think that was a little off color.
Perhaps not, but again, that's not officially anybody involved with the movie creating that and making that tie-in.
Yeah.
That's you know, people on Twitter and TikTok having a joke or at somebody's expense. And as we all know, that corner of social media doesn't really, they don't care that you're offended by a joke until they really, really, really do.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how that works, honestly. Like, you have, like, half of social media, it's like, we should be able to make jokes about literally anything at any time ever.
Yeah.
And then the diametrically opposed, like, if you make any joke about anything ever, you should be canceled and shut down. Which is really why I maintain that social media is the worst thing that happened to this country literally ever.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I'm okay with the ongoing meltdown over at, Twitter, X, or whatever it's being called now.
I don't care.
I don't know. I can't keep track of it anymore. Like, we've now changed the name. We've gotten rid of the bird. We're the whole thing's just kind of spiraling downwards and losing money by the day. Like, I'm kind of okay with it. I'm kind of really okay with all of this.
I just can't keep up with it. I don't care. I don't care about X. I don't care about Bud Light. I don't care about food mascots anymore. There's bigger things in this world than this. I just don't care.
I'm going to stop you right there in that you don't care about food mascots. We have enough content on this show over the years that demonstrably proves that that is a lie, sir.
Oh, well, I mean, cereal mascots. I've gone on a diatribe many times, but I'm talking about, you know, the Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, there were people going after Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I just don't care about that stupid things.
Right. First off, I'm personally like the people who I say, oh, well, you're offended over some syrup and rice. Like, A, no,
I'm not.
I really couldn't possibly care less. Also, the people like going, but Aunt Jemima was being a real person. No, she wasn't. That was a story that was created, and they cast an actress to make public appearances in the character. No, that's also not true.
Right.
The Ben and Jerry's thing, literally, they've always been very out there with what their politics are for literally their entire existence.
Yes.
Everyone didn't know a couple dudes from Vermont that that even
spent too much time together.
Like, if you didn't realize, even just from some of the statements they've put out and the ice cream flavors and things they've released and their commentary on, if you didn't realize those guys were liberals by now, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
If you're somehow that unaware of the world around you, that you're now getting offended by something that the rest of society has known for the last 25 years, I can't help you.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing I can do for you. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I just can't keep up with what I'm supposed to be upset about now. I just don't care anymore.
I'm supposed to be offended by this music video for Jason Aldean because it was shot at a courthouse that has a really bad history because, you know, clearly a country pop songwriter, country pop performer, he didn't write the song, really was going for the imagery specifically of, you know, a courthouse where some really bad things happened back in the 18... 18- hundreds.
Where people did try things in a small town and they died.
Yeah. Or the people who are now apparently supposed to be offended by Tyler Childers because, oh my God, he wrote a love song about two coal miners falling in love. Oh my God, that's the worst possible thing in the world. Yeah. How do you people keep up with what you're supposed to be upset about, outraged by on a daily basis? I'd like to know because I feel like at this point I'm at least 20 things behind you on all of it. Like, apparently, I'm still trying to figure out why people were offended by Coca-Cola. I don't understand any of you people. I don't claim to. I don't even try to at this point. And quite frankly, the less I try to do so, the happier and the better off I am.
Yep. Come on over to the ignorant side. It's great.
It's fun. We got booze. And we don't talk about politics and religion, or we at least keep it to a minimum. Or
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we try to keep it all inclusive.
It's more fun over here. Trust me on that. But on that note, we do have to hit a break. Stick around. It is Happy Hour at your local alternative Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. Is once again time for our favorite bit of the week on this show. Sean and Adam's unsolicited advice. Where real people with real problems send real questions to real advice columnists. Unfortunately for them, we get our hands on them. We dispense our own, shall we say, unique brand of advice. And I think, quite frankly, we give better advice than people who are actually paid to do this for a living.
I like our advice.
I think we do a fine job myself. Let's dive right into it, shall we?
Yes.
Dear somebody who cares.
Yes.
My wife and I eloped during the pandemic, and our small personal wedding was perfect for us. But her parents are now pressuring us to have another wedding or at least a reception. I know how much money and planning goes into these events. I've worked in the wedding industry, and I didn't enjoy how similar all the weddings felt. It might be my wife's parents' only chance to have a wedding party for one of their children, as their other child is asexual and aromantic. I hate crowds, and I'd rather stay for a house, but I feel obligated, and my wife has a lot of friends I know she would want to invite, so I then feel like I should invite all my people, too, and we want to have a kid soon. What should we do?
Have a party. Have a party. Especially, you know, people are going to bring you gifts. Go for it. I mean, if the parents want the party that bad, they can foot the bill.
That's... Bingo. You hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah, I mean,
if we're going to have a second party at someone else's insistence, we're not footing the bill for this.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go crazy. Yeah, basically, they want to celebrate a wedding. And the parents, for her parents, this is their one opportunity to have a reception for one of their kids. And it's something they've probably thought about ever since she was born. Let it happen. It sounds like the wife wants to have a party. Just because you have been around weddings and you didn't have a good time, sometimes you just have to suck it up. Welcome to marriage. Just have a party. Let them pay for it. You don't have to go too crazy. I mean, we both had weddings where we didn't have to go crazy. We just did what we did.
Exactly. Like, I don't feel like you should have to be obligated to plan any of this. Certainly not to pay for any of it.
No.
Like, you already had, you had your wedding. You did what how you wanted to do it.
Yep.
If they feel like throwing a party for you, well, they can throw the party and not make you go through all the nonsense and all of the fun, quote unquote, of planning for a party with a bunch of people. They can do all the planning. They can have their event or tell them to throw a party for something else. For, I don't care, a wedding or not a wedding, a birthday party for someone else in the family or whatever. Like, if they're so insistent on we have to have another party, come with your own reason to throw a party and you do all the work for it and we'll just show up.
Well, I don't think they really need a reason to have a party, but they want to have a party celebrating their nuptials. And let them go for it. But
some people don't necessarily want that, though. And it sounds like these people don't necessarily even want that. The parents want it, but it doesn't sound like either of them necessarily want to have the big lavish bash.
Oh, he doesn't. But he's making it sound like, from what I understood, his wife really is talking about inviting all these people. It sounds like she's into it. And I think they should just let it happen. They don't have to get too crazy. Tell them, say, listen, we want to buy a house. We're planning on having a kid soon. That's going to make them shut up. We're going to add to our family, bring a baby. Okay, we'll pay for everything. Just let them pay for it. Have a nice party. Make sure it's open bar. And
yeah, make sure it's open bar.
And just have a good time.
I mean, I suppose that's fair all the way around, really. I just don't necessarily think that you should feel obligated to have all the pressure of planning and hosting a party that you don't want. That's where I'm at on that.
It's for one night. If they're planning everything and they're paying for everything, just
see, you're the person that would be like, here, you just have the thing. Like, yeah,
have the thing, yeah.
You don't want a party. Like, you're probably the guy that goes into, whenever, you have someone who doesn't want to be sung happy birthday in public, have the entire staff come out and do that. You'd probably be the guy to, hey, listen, it's so-and-so's birthday. Yeah, here, come out here and embarrass the hell out of him. Be that guy.
Oh, absolutely. Because that is, when the guest of honor doesn't want to have that happen, that's the best part. No, I'm looking at it from... because I maintain that the wife, the bride, wants this to happen.
I don't know if she necessarily
wants
it
to happen. Everybody wants
it
to happen.
It says she has a lot of friends that she would want to invite if it happened, but it doesn't necessarily imply that she wants it to happen.
I don't know. She probably hasn't come out and said, I want this to happen. She's probably like, well, I know you don't want it, but if it happened, I could do this, I could do that. But, it's whatever you want.
And also, the parents haven't offered to pay in any of this. Like, we're implying that they should. We're outright stating that they should, but it's not implied that they are going to take on all of this. It sounds like they just want an excuse to party.
Well, if it's a black or white kind of issue where they want to have a party, they want the newlyweds to pay for it, then no, you shouldn't have to pay for something you don't want. But, I mean, typically, I'm just saying typically, is the bride's parents pay for the wedding. The groom's parents pay for the booze. but so if they're going to go with that narrative, go for it. I mean, if it's not going to take, it's not going to cost you any money, what's one night doing something for your wife? Because I maintain that she clearly wants this, or she would at least be cool with it, quote unquote. Just let it happen.
I don't know. That's a lot of implications that I'm not entirely comfortable with assuming in this situation. I think the one thing we could agree with on this is that...
the parents should pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want the party. They're planning it. They're paying for it.
Yep.
Even though the problem is then you probably get roped into a lot of things that you don't want to. Like, you don't really get to have the say over it if someone else is planning it, but it's your party... So, like, it's
your party.
Know, man.
You can cry if you want to. But, I mean...
And they probably will.
If they're talking about, I got to show up for a tux fitting... No, we're not doing any tuxes. Maybe dress nice, but we're not getting all crazy.
Yeah, I feel like that absolutely needs to be put in the stipulation somewhere.
Right.
Let's dive into one more of these, shall we? Dear... oh, God, not them. Anybody but them.
Sure.
I've been dating Diane for several months. She's 24 and has a 4-year-old son, Stevie. She lives with her parents and works full-time. I enjoy spending time with her and her son, but she has this habit of foregoing arranging childcare and just dragging her son along on our dates. These are always activities I've arranged weeks in advance that are not child-friendly, like kayaking or parties with my friends. My friend had a board game party, and Stevie ended up using his markers on the wall. Diane always claims her sitter backed out at the last minute and she had no choice. I find it hard to believe it happens that often. I send her reminders and she texts me her mom will be watching the kid only to turn up with him. Last time we were attending a local music event that was standing room only and the tickets weren't cheap. Diane swore up and down that everything was all right. She showed up with a very cranky and tired Stevie. The kid should have been in bed an hour ago. We ended up having a huge fight. She accused me of calling her a bad mom and I questioned why the kid was here. I told her she should have just canceled on me. I could have sold the tickets or found someone else to go with. I told her it shouldn't be so hard to find a babysitter. She called me selfish. My parents had weekly date nights, and so did my sister and her husband, and they have 3 kids. Diane ended up taking the kid home after he started crying. I sold the tickets to a stranger and went home myself. She later apologized, but I honestly don't know if our relationship should continue. On every other level, Diane and I click, but this habit is frustrating.
Well, it's a big level, because, you know, she's not going to, you know, oh, you know what? Okay, I got rid of the kid for good. she needs to understand that to maintain a healthy relationship, a parent needs to understand that you're a parent and sometimes the lives are going to cross with somebody you're trying to date or whatever. That's just going to happen. But
this is excessive.
You have to, to the nth degree, you have to slate time out for just you and your significant other. I mean, even if you're married and you have kids together, you have to make sure have time for yourselves without the kids. It's just the way it has to be. And I think maybe these babysitters do duck out at the very last minute. Maybe the mother, the grandmother.
Maybe the kid's just a hellion and they don't want to deal with him.
Yeah, but why would they always care? Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll watch your kid. And then at the 0 hour, nope. Psych. You know, I think she wants him to be part of his life, and she's forcing the issue, even though it's situations that are not appropriate for. I don't know. I can't remember how old this kid is, but
four.
Yeah, there's situations that are just not appropriate for a 4 year old, and stop trying to force it, because what she's doing is she's forcing this guy away.
She basically is, and I know this is always my suggestion, my advice, whenever we have a situation like this, but it split up. It's not going to work. It's not going to work because you want to actually have adult time with this woman, and she's clearly going to bring the kid along to literally everything, no matter how much it doesn't make sense for the kid to be there and just being a hassle and doing kid things. Like, she clearly does not respect that. She's clearly lying to you about, I had a babysitter mysteriously cancel on me for the 200th time this year. Oh, I don't know what happened. Ooh, it's craziest thing. Uh-huh. Like, this isn't going to work. You should really just find somebody else whose life is more in sync with yours. Like, you kind of have to. I mean, you can't bring, we're going to go to my friend's party and, you know, we're going to drink a bunch and bring the kid along. No, that's not a thing that can happen.
No. He needs to, like, really double down on it. If they're going for dinner plans or something and she brings the kid, cancel. Okay, well, you're bringing the, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and take off. Good luck. Or, you know, oh, the babysitter backed off at the last minute. Well, I guess that sucks. We'll try it another time.
Right. I guess I'm backing off the last minute.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like, admittedly, while I think it's hilarious advice, it's definitely not advice that's going to maintain any semblance of you two ever even having a friendship after this.
Right.
And, you know, potentially her setting you up with one of her single, maybe childless friends. But yeah, it's clearly not working.
Not in this current form. Maybe he really needs to lay down the law. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. But it sounds like if he has laid down the law and she's still bringing Junior, then it's over. Because, I mean, the kid's never going away.
Obviously.
And you have to respect that she's a mother. But she needs to respect that the time that she can't have the kid involved in every aspect of their lives.
You can't bring the kid along to literally everything you ever do in your life. Sometimes your friends want to have adults-only activities, and you're just going to have to either deal with that or just, I guess, not go and spend every waking hour with your kid, which doesn't seem creepy in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Like, other adults don't always want your kid taken along on every activity. Like, their adult time is entirely... Kid-free time is a healthy thing to have.
Yes.
Like, you need that break sometimes.
Oh,
unless you're just so convinced that no babysitter in the world can take care of your kid like you do, that you can't stand to be away from him for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah, and there are people
parents
out there
like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if that's the case, then there's no saving it. You need to find somebody who is a little bit more solid.
A little more, well, a little more a lot of things. We need a little more sane. You know what? I'm feeling pretty good about this. I feel like we're on a roll.
Okay.
Let's hit a break real quick. We'll come back and maybe do one more of these.
Sounds good.
It is Happy Hour at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Sean Cantwell. And we're in the midst of Sean and Adam's unsolicited advice. You know the drill by now. Real people, real problems, yada, yada, yada. We ruin lives. We were just doing so good at this today. I felt like we needed to get at least one more in here and really bring all of this great advice that we have to the people while we have it to give. So let's dive right in, shall we? Dear, does anyone actually still read these? I and my boyfriend have been together for 10 years. He is very immature and depends on me for rent and living. He has a job but has child support and then spends his paycheck on weed, video game memberships, cartoon figurines, and then likes to go out with his friends. He only gives me $100 a paycheck. I work two jobs to support us. If I ask him to do anything, he calls me lazy. I'm just about sick of all of this, and I fantasize about him moving out, but he can't because he can't afford it. The thing that is bugging me lately is that he likes to have sleepovers with his friends. I get that if you want to have a bender once or twice a year with old buddies and stay someplace so you don't have to drive home, but this is twice a month. All I know is I want some peace, and after 10 years, we should have it. Am I overreacting here? The sleepovers are a bit weird. Am I right? Signed, Rachel Eckert.
No, you are not weird. I mean, once in a while, especially if your his friend's been drinking, but it sounds like it's just staying up playing video games and just not growing up, reliving his youth. And your mom.
Other than the mom part, what's wrong with that?
He's only chipping in $100 a week. That sounds familiar. that's a swishing around the old memory right there.
Right.
But, I mean, he has money for other things, and it's always seems to be they have money for their vices, for weed and cigarettes and everything else. And then he's buying, like, little collectible toys and video games and everything.
He's got a whole basement full of Funko Pops.
Yeah, Funko Pops. And meanwhile, she's struggling to keep the lights on. I'd be like, listen, your video games don't work a damn without any electricity.
Yeah.
So the electricity bill is now yours, pal. In addition to the $100.
Let me know how that works out for you.
She's going to have to really lay down the hammer. And if not, kick him out.
I mean, you've really not got much of a choice. Now, as far as the sleepovers of people crashing at your place thing, I mean, she even says, like, I get if you want to have a bender with old buddies and stay someplace so you don't have to drive home. I mean, you know, I'd rather everyone be safe than people going out and getting.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it also depends on a lot of things. Like, if they clearly don't have a great deal of money or what money they do have, he's spending rather foolishly.
Yeah.
So I assume there's not, like, an adjacent place for people to crash or whatever.
Probably not. It's probably in the living room. They're probably hooping and hollering. She can't get any sleep. And then she's probably expected to make breakfast for everybody. I mean.
Oh, my God. It really is basically like it's your mom or something.
Yeah.
Like, because those, as a kid, you know, kid, young adult, whatever, that was always fun. You know, you'd come over your friend's place, get, you know, you party it up, and then the next morning, mom's in the kitchen making pancakes for everyone.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, the wife doesn't traditionally enjoy that same role.
No,
I mean,
no.
We have kind of an agreement at the at my household.
Yep.
Because it's no secret to anyone who listens to this show or has ever met me. I like to party. I like to have people over. I like to have a good time with people. She's a little more of an introvert,
right,
to say the least of it. Like, she would prefer, like, there's a reason she prefers, like, hey, go out to the bar, please, for the love of God. I just want to sit home and read a book. Can you let me do that?
Right.
But I can have people. The problem is, like, our living room is directly underneath our bedroom.
Yes.
And you can hear pretty much everything, especially when it's not summer and there's not an AC running. So the rule is, yeah, you can have people over, do whatever, you know. But when I go to bed, the party's going out to the doghouse. Out to the garage with you.
Yeah, that's a fair request.
I feel like it absolutely is.
But I mean, if it was a situation, if we're going to compare it to the writer here, it'd be like you not chipping in at all, calling her lazy if she asks you to chip in, and then decide you're going to once or twice a month have these sleepovers, these big parties.
Yeah, the first time he starts calling you lazy with all this, I mean, that already you should be, all right, so this bill is now yours, and so is this one, and let me know how the Xbox works when you don't have internet, bub.
Yep, exactly.
Let me know how that works out for
you. Why does the light switch work? Because there's no electricity. You're lazy. No, I've been working two jobs while you... carouse around. It doesn't, I mean, I don't know if she ever said that he has a job. He must have some
sort
of...
He has a job. He does say he has a job, but he also has child support and then spends his paycheck on et cetera, et cetera. So, well, he's paying child support, presumably.
So he already had one woman kick him out.
Right. She probably figured out that the kid they have together is more mature than its father,
yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I feel like you've already kind of made the decision here, just The partying is the last, at the house is the last straw. Like, you already know what you want to do. You know you want to kick this guy out. I mean, you already even said, like...
I fantasize about...
him leaving.
Yeah. I think the sleepovers would probably not have a much of effect if he was chipping in. If he was making an effort to make it to where she doesn't have to work two jobs. Maybe instead of buying weed and everything else. I mean, take care of your kid, of course. But
right.
Also, take care of your woman.
Yeah, quite frankly, at this point, I fantasize about him moving out, but he can't because he can't afford it. Well, who at this point is, why do you care? Why do you care that he can't afford it? I mean, A, clearly he can afford it because he's got money to spend elsewhere, but why is that your problem? You're not married to the guy. It's presumably your place.
She loves him. She loves him.
Does she, though? I think at this point, the love's kind of worn off a bit.
It might have.
I think it absolutely has. Like, you're ready for this guy to go, but you're not wanting to take the steps to make that happen, or you're just waiting for someone else to tell you, yes, kick him out. Kick him to the curb. Be done with him.
If you need validation, here you go. Let me punch that ticket. Get rid of him. Ditch that zero. Get yourself a hero.
Or at least someone that will occasionally pay a bill.
Yeah.
Once or twice ever.
Yeah, he has to pay child support. He has to keep things going in his own house. He doesn't have money for all the frivolities, the weed and the toys.
Yeah, like...
You've become his mother.
You really have, and that's... That's unfortunate. Like, that's not a healthy relationship in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
So, give him the boot. Dear advice dispensing person, my boyfriend of 3 years doesn't include me in any plans with his close-knit Italian family. In general, I don't expect a great deal of contact with his family, but I do feel excluded when I'm not invited by him to major family events and holidays. I've told him I'd like to be included in holidays as it is important to me. His response, he loves me and I'm a priority, but he doesn't want to have to answer difficult questions from his nosy family members about what is going on with our relationship. He's also recently told me he feels my presence would slow him down at the events, as he'd have to take time to introduce me, to take care of me, etc. And to talk about the holidays this year, he told me that if we aren't getting married, I'll never meet his family. I do want to get married, and he knows that. I took that as pretty much the defining wall handwriting moment that this relationship is never going to progress anywhere. He says otherwise and tells me we're meant to be together. His actions and words don't seem to align. Should I just cut my losses and move on, or attempt to talk with him again?
You are not his girlfriend. You are a side piece.
You absolutely are. There's only two explanations for this that are any kind of plausible.
Yes.
One, he's in the mafia, or his family's part of the mafia, and he doesn't want to get you sucked into that life. Or you're his side chick. And I don't get the feeling that this guy's making anyone disappear in a bomb of river cement shoes.
No, it isn't. But it might be a thing where, you know, he thinks the family would disapprove of her instead of giving her a chance. Or the family a chance. He's just like, no, you'd slow me down. I'd have to pay attention to you, and
well,
we just can't have that.
You'd slow me down. I'd have to introduce you to people. What?
Yeah. Here. Oh, let me start with my wife.
Yeah, that seems pretty simple. Hi, this is my girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever.
Yep.
Okay, that slows you down so much, dude.
Yeah. What a
horrible burden that would be to bear.
Yeah, this guy's got something going on in his head. I mean, he must not really think about her the way she thinks of him, because this is just this is no es bueno.
I mean, he's telling you, if we're not getting married, you're not going to meet his family. Like, we are getting married. I want to get married. Are we getting married? Well, you're not meeting the family if we don't. Like, so you're saying we're not. So you're saying that we're not getting married. Got it.
Yeah. That sounds like it right there.
There's no way this works. Like, you again, dump him right now. Like, I don't. Like, you want to meet his family. You also want to get married. He doesn't want to introduce you to his family because he apparently doesn't see you getting married. So, congratulations, you're getting played.
Yes.
Dump him and find someone who's not embarrassed at your existence. We got to hit a break. Stick around. Come back and close this thing out next. It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Happy Hour, as we are about set to get out of here for the week already.
Woo-hoo.
But before we do that, apparently I'm getting raked over the coals, because
yes,
we haven't done this in a while, because normally I'm able to pawn it off as a, hey, let's give away some prizes, or let's throw Adam under the bus.
Or last couple times we've had Brother Stone in studio, where it just got, you know, we have so much, what do we do with all this content? And it just can't.
It's too much content.
So, you're not able to skirt it this time. I have a list
that is undoubtedly trash.
This might be right in your wheelhouse.
Really?
It's basically, and I think we've done this before. It's,
have we?
Who's in charge?
Who's in charge?
Who's in charge? I'm going to give you the name of a head coach or manager in either NFL, NHL, or Major League Baseball.
They're currently...
And currently, the team that they are in charge of.
Okay. I think I should be able to do this with a fair degree of success.
Okay. Now, naturally, I'm not going to tell you what sport they're involved
because,
in.
Because, yeah, that would be just too easy for you.
I got to have you twist in the wind just a little bit. So we begin.
It's not me if I don't twist in the wind, is it?
Yeah. We begin with David Ross.
David Ross. I believe he's currently the manager of the Cubs.
The Cubbies. Correctamundo.
Oh, the Cubbies. They made some moves at the deadline, if I remember correctly. Like, they might actually be positioning themselves for a run, I think.
Well, Bill Murray will be happy.
Well, that's really what's important here. As long as Bill Murray's happy, they're 4 games back in the Central. They're at least above 500. NL Central race is a lot less hilarious than the AL Central race, that's for damn sure.
All right. How about Craig Berube?
Craig Berube, he's the head coach of the Blues, right?
Correct. St. Louis Blues. Sean McVay.
Sean McVay. Oh, Ryan Seacrest. He's the... tell me he doesn't kind of look like Ryan Seacrest a little bit. You can't tell me I'm wrong on this.
Very much so.
He is, for now, the coach of the Los Angeles Rams.
Correct.
We'll see how long that lasts, if depending on how long Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh would stick around, and how long when they can unload Matt Stafford's contract.
Right. Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel, he is the hipster-looking head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
The Fins, yes.
Yes.
All right. Here's one you're not going to get. Bud Black.
Bud Black, he is a baseball manager. I know this. He's not with the Padres anymore, is he? No, I think he is now with the Colorado Rockies?
Correct. All right.
He, like, has kind of made the rounds of, like, irrelevant teams. Like, he was coaching for the Padres when they were awful and before they actually decided to spend money on the team. Then I think, did he end up with, I want to say he ended up at one point, maybe on the staff or something for, like, for the Pirates, another completely incompetent franchise for a great number of years. No, I guess just the Rocks and the Pods.
How about Rod Brind'Amour?
Rod Brind'Amour. Isn't he currently GM of the Carolina Hurricanes?
The Bunch of Jerks?
The Bunch of Jerks.
Yes, correct.
Apologies to Don Cherry again?
Yeah, might as well. He won't hear it. True. He's too busy talking to hear anybody else.
He can't really hear anything over over the volume of his suit.
Yeah. His suits do need to have a volume knob.
They really All do. Right. Really loud clothing choices.
Who is Terry Francona in charge of?
At present, I believe he's in charge of the Cleveland Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Nicely done. How about John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh.
Not Jim. John Harbaugh.
That'd be he's the head coach of the Ravens.
Yes, and he's got to be the longest tenure coach in the NFL, is he not?
I don't know. Andy Reid might have him.
Does Andy Reid have him beat? Andy Reid was a coach for Philly for a long time before he went over to KC.
No. I'm pretty sure it's Belichick, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Belichick.
Because he's been there since like 2000.
How about Bill Belichick? No, I'm kidding. Jim Montgomery.
Jim Montgomery. He is coaching the Bruins these days, isn't he?
He is.
Coaching them to a first-round exit, mostly. Belichick is, for what it's worth, the longest-tenured coach. Then Tomlin, then Harbaugh.
Okay, Tomlin, okay, yeah.
Reed's fifth, and then who was the guy that you said it was?
I thought it was John Harbaugh was the...
No, yeah, 15 years. Belichick's got 23.
23 years, yeah. He's still around too. After what the Pats have had to deal with after Brady left, I'm surprised they kept him around.
He doesn't have anything else to do. Like, I don't know if he'd know what to do if he wasn't coaching football.
I'm just
honestly
saying that I'm surprised the Pats front office wouldn't take him out to pasture.
Well, I mean, look at what he's surrounded with there. Who else in that organization would you want to take on take on the management role? Matt Patricia? Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah, we should find out how that works.
Not well.
How about Kevin Stefanski?
Kevin Stefanski, he is the coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, he is.
I wonder how that's going to go this year with the whole... actually having Deshaun Watson back full season and everything else. Like that's going to be, I feel like, a tough division to win because you've got to contend against a Steelers team that, while they're not necessarily always a contender, they're at least always a threat. And then now that Cincy's like right up there, like I don't know how much chance you really have if you're Cleveland. If I'm just guessing, just spitballing here, they're going to finish last in that division.
We'll soon see. I mean, football season is...
Less than a month away.
Yep. Derek Shelton.
Derek Shelton. There's a name I haven't heard in possibly ever. What sport is he? I think it sounds like he should be a baseball player or a baseball coach. Who is he with? Oh, God, I should know this because they're playing. Like, he's coaching the Pirates, I believe.
Correct.
Who played the Tigers within the last couple days, actually.
That's right. How about Bob Melvin?
Bob Melvin, he's coaching the Padres now.
Correct.
Spent a lot of time on a garbage A's team that wasn't trying at all.
If you're Poor just guy. Joining us, I'm raking Sean over the coals.
It is
I'm
his give, favorite thing to
I'm
do.
I'm giving him a coach name. He has to tell me what team he coaches or manages.
So far, I think you're
knocking out of the park. You're having a great time. If you had a tail, it'd be wagging right now. How about Lindy Ruff?
Is he still with the... No, he's not with the Sabres anymore. Devils.
Devils. New Jersey Devils. How about my friend and yours, Mike Babcock?
Is he really my friend or yours or literally anybody's?
I don't know.
Especially Chris Chelios's or Mike Commodore's. probably going to finish in the bottom of their division next season, Columbus Blue Jackets.
They're about to make some good old friends over in Columbus. Yes, Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbo Blue Jackets.
just
one more thing.
How long until all of their stars just request their way out of town?
Oh, I think they already have. How about Jared Bednar?
Jared Bednar, he is... I know this one, too. He's coaching the Colorado Avalanche.
Yes, he is. How about Mike Tomlin?
We already talked about this.
Yes.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. He's the second longest tenured head coach in the league.
The Steelers. I should have thrown you out and said, Michael Tomlin.
Yeah, that would have really thrown me off.
Hey,
I am curious how they're going to do this year. I mean, is Kenny Pickett the real deal? I don't know. Like,
no.
That, I feel like that team could contend, but they are in a stacked division. Like, now Lamar Jackson's back from that whole offseason contract saga.
Yep.
This is why, kids, by the way, you don't ever go and represent yourself as an agent.
No.
But between them and Cincinnati's always, like, the presumed favorite at this point, you know, since Joe Burrow got to town, and for good reason. I could see him making a wild card spot, though.
They've got a lot of work to do before that happens, but we'll see. What about Dave Martinez?
Dave Martinez, is he coaching the Nationals?
He is, the Washington Nationals. How about Josh McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels, this shouldn't have happened. I'm just going to throw it out there now. There's no reason that Josh McDaniels should be a head coach in an NFL organization at this point. Dude has blown too many chances. I can't honestly believe that the Indianapolis Colts were dumb enough to give this... No, he's not. He's still with the Raiders, isn't he? That the Las Vegas Raiders actually gave this guy a shot.
Yes, he's with the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's right, because he tried to go to the Colts and then just disappeared on him, ghosted him at like the 11th hour. How that man keeps getting coaching jobs, I have no idea.
He keeps failing up, doesn't he?
It's the Belichick thing. Like, he was around Belichick, so clearly he knows how to do what Bill Belichick does. Hate to tell you this, guys, no one can do what Bill Belichick does except for Bill Belichick.
Yes.
How many of his assistants do you have to try and make into competent NFL head coaches before everyone just realizes this?
He hasn't had one come out of there with much success because he's smart. He doesn't train somebody fully because you don't want to train somebody who's going to eventually take your job.
Right.
Oh, it makes sense. Like, remember a team leader I had one time says there's two things that you need to know. Number one, don't tell everybody everything you know. And I said, what's number two? And then he just would walk away. Here's a guy I didn't know was even alive, much less still in the game, Dusty Baker.
Yeah, he's coaching the Houston Astros.
Yes, he is.
After the whole the sign stealing debacle, they had to go with like the old, you know, one of the old school type of guys.
Yep.
You know, to make it look like, oh, you know, we're totally abandoning our ways. Shame on us for, you know, using analytics and stealing signs and things. We're going back to old school guys who just kind of pick the lineup by feel.
Yeah, we're bringing in Dusty Baker. Hey,
by
Dusty.
Intuition.
Dusty. Baseball. Yeah, come over here. Talk to the people. I don't want to talk.
But hey, somehow they're like World Series favorites despite that. So must be doing something right.
JV on the team certainly helps your stock a little bit.
He's going to end up retiring a Met. There's no or not a Met, an Astro. There's no way around.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's good.
And I know a lot of Detroit folk are up in arms about that.
I mean, a lot of people say he's a total Astro. Andy Reid.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that name, Adam.
All I can think of is his mustache. That big old mustache.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Got it.
That mustache coaches the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's just there. The mustache is just like...
The mustache is what really runs that whole show. But I apologize to Andy Reid and his mustache.
How about Pedro Grifol, if I'm saying this correctly?
Pedro Grifol. I know it's baseball. I know that much. Who was I apologizing? Dusty Baker.
Everybody. Dusty Baker, Andy Reid's mustache.
Oh, that's right. Andy Reid's mustache. Pedro Grifol. Oh, he is coaching for...
Is he going to get one wrong, folks? So far, he is 15-0, I think.
Is it 15-0? Am I doing that good?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You can make it 20-0.
I can make it 20-0.
21-0.
20-0 if I know that he is coaching the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, I gave you just enough time to look that up. You sure did.
Well, all right. We'll do one more, and then we got to kind of close this thing out here.
Oh, well, all right. Well, all right. Rapid fire. Todd McClellan.
Todd McClellan. He is coaching the Los Angeles Kings.
Yes, Sean Payton.
The Denver Broncos. We seriously have a minute left.
Ron Rivera.
Who?
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera, the Washington football team.
Yes.
All right. So, in the interest of
Gordon Bombay.
Quiet, you. So, in our weekly attempt to cleanse our souls, Happy Hour would like to apologize to millennials, TikTokers, Rachel, Columbiaville, the Jersey Shore, the German Shore, Snooki, Don Cherry, Bill Belichick, Dusty Baker, Andy Reid, and Andy Reid's mustache. We're sorry.
Heads up.
I caught it. I was due. Oh, that was rapid fire, but I'd like to say I acquitted myself quite well on
you
that one.
You did very well. I hate it.
I know you do. Well, stick around. Sessions is up next at SolidStateRadio.net. I'll be in well. Talk to you Monday at 3. See ya.